last time out, you lost to him in the Super Bowl. And do you think about that game going into this game, even though it's only preseason?
No, not at all. I think the only thing we have to think about is ourselves right now and the improvement that we have to do as a football team, offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise.
Does this team still have a long way to go with one preseason game left? Are you close to where you want to be?
I don't think anyone is close to where they want to be. I think everyone, you know, wants to be at levels of where they can maintain and you know, get themselves going into that point to where they want to be during the course of the season.
Kevin, you talked a little bit rhythm and just, you know, not judging everything by what happens on the field, but how you guys, or the score on the field, but how you guys are working. How do you feel you guys are working this camp?
Well, I think that we're trying to get things done the right way, but at the same time, we're still not where we want to be, and we still want to, you know, make some much improvement.
What's the mood like in this locker room?
I think it's, you know, that we have to get a lot of things done, that we have to get ourselves going offensively, defensively, special team-wise, if we want to be a good football team, if we want to be where we need to be, you know, to be in the running at the end of the season.
There's no lack of confidence in here, is there? Is there uncertainty at all, or do you...
If you have lack of confidence, you shouldn't be in here, you know, because that's what drives you. That's what gets your competitive edge over, you know, that you have confidence that you're going to get the job done.
Kevin, do you feel like you can get those corrections done by week one?
Well, I feel like we can move in the right direction to get those corrections done, and that, you know, the guys that know what needs to be done as a team, we're going to get it done.
Kevin Falk, Mike Flynn.
What's it like for you to join this team?
Well, that's exciting, you know. Great team, great players. You know, being from the state, know the history of the team, and actually all the sports history of the whole all of New England. You know, so you know, when they gave me the opportunity, I was grateful, and you know, I got a week to show them what I can do, and hopefully play well enough, and they use what I did in the past, and give me a chance to stick around and try to win a championship.
So you know, you're on the clock.
Oh yeah, I mean everybody is. We all know that. So I know I knew coming in when I flew in, you know, thinking maybe I'd get in the game, but I knew basically I'd have this week to see that I can still play.
You're from where? The Western part of school?
Western Mass, yeah, Agwell, Mass.
So when you tell your friends you're a Patriot, what do they say?
They're excited, you know. It's, you know, I told them there's a lot of work to be done, though. I mean, it's this is a championship team. You don't come off the street and make the team here. It's just this is a different atmosphere. A lot of great players. Commitment from these guys, so I told them, you know, it's going to be a tough road, but, you know, like I said, I'll play hard for a week and see what happens, and they'll make their decisions.
What's your role here?
You know, just give some depth, help out. If I'm fortunate enough to make it past this week, really just, God forbid, something happens to somebody, I can keep the train rolling, and, you know, that'll be my role, and it'll be a great role, because anytime you play with these guys, you know, it's an honor and just always have a chance to win games.
Like, did you feel like you have a better chance of making a team with the injuries that they have here?
You know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if guys are injured, it helps. But, you know, I just really just trying to come in. Guys are getting healthy now, so I don't think that'll be a factor. I think it's what I can go out there this week and show them that I can still play. And, you know, let them know that, you know, hey, if something happens during the season, they feel confident to put me in there and, you know, not lose much.
From the time you signed to now, what has it been like to try and get acclimated to everything? What has the experience been like?
You know, it just kind of feels like you're never sitting down, you know. But getting the offense, that's the key. You know, it doesn't matter whether you got here yesterday or 6 months ago. There's a lot of accountability amongst the players and the coaches. You got to know the offense. There's no excuses. So, you know, I knew coming in, I felt that right away. And, you know, when I go out there and play, you know, I want to be effective and you know, keep the thing going. I don't want to go out there and be a liability just because I don't know the players. There's no excuse. So
a lot of people look at that final preseason game as just another preseason game that people would rather just have done with. To you, it's a lot different.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to show them what I can do and hopefully get the opportunity to be around because, like I said, it's a great team, you know, grew up in the area, and, you know, to me it would be a great end to a career.
Gerard Mayo.
Still trying to pick up the defense. The older guys are doing a great job helping me along the way, and just still trying to make strides every day.
Mm-hmm. Is it getting easier as the day?
Not getting easier. It's getting harder, but that's expected from this thing.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking more forward to getting?
You know, just continue to learn the playbook and go out there and make plays, try to make plays. The preseason has really went pretty well for me. Coaches have really been coaching me up. I've done some good things and some bad things. I'm just trying to get better each and every day.
What's been the hardest part?
The playbook. The playbook is the hardest part, just trying to learn all the adjustments and things like that.
have things slowed down at all?
A little bit, but at the same time, you know, the playbook is so big, it's going to take time.
Are you at the point where you can see yourself improving on film?
I can see some things I'm improving at, but it's also things I have to work at, so.
Bill Hudson compliments for the rookie classes for this morning. How has it been working with the other rookies in camp, and how has that helped you?
It's been great. You know, we definitely built camaraderie among this group. We're all trying to make the team, and we're all starting from, you know, square one. So.
You guys put each other dry?
Yeah, we definitely do, on and off the field. So.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to have a great attitude when you look over your shoulder and you see Rodney, you see Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. You know, having the older guys, you know, help you along the way, you know, on and off the field is great. Yeah.
More pressure on yourself because the expectations are so high.
I definitely do. I put a lot of pressure on myself, but I did that at every level. Mm-hmm. So,
why is that?
Just want to be great.